2021年精编初中英语教学与评估13
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片每个句子念两遍
1. For safety, the children must swim with their parents.
For safety, the children must swim with their parents.
2. We should prevent some impolite behaviors on the subway.
We should prevent some impolite behaviors on the subway.
3.Children should start doing some housework when they are young.
Children should start doing some housework when they are young.
4. Mountain climbing can help us exercise and learn to insist.
Mountain climbing can help us exercise and learn to insist.
5.Too many online games are harmful to our eyes and health.
Too many online games are harmful to our eyes and health.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。6.What's your hobby, John?
I like playing football, while my brother likes playing baseball.
Question, what's John's brother's hobby? 请再听一遍。What's your hobby, John?
I like playing football, while my brother likes playing baseball.
Question, what's John's brother's hobby?7. How do you go to school?
I usually go to school by bus, but yesterday my father drove me to school.
Question. How did the boy go to school yesterday? 请再听一遍。How do you go to school?
I usually go to school by bus, but yesterday my father drove me to school.
Question.How did the boy go to school yesterday? 8. Do you think we can get there in time for the film?
It's 9. We only have 30 minutes left. I think we should hurry up.
Question. When will the film begin? 请再听一遍。Do you think we can get there in time for the film?
It's 9. We only have 30 minutes left. I think we should hurry up.
Question. When will the film begin? 9. What are you going to do in the future?
I used to want to be an engineer, but now I've changed my mind. I want to be a doctor.
Question.What did he want to do before? 请再听一遍。What are you going to do in the future?
I used to want to be an engineer, but now I've changed my mind. I want to be a doctor.
Question. What did he want to do before? 10.I didn't do well in the maths exam.
Again, I think you are more careful than before.
Maybe I didn't get the right learning method.
Don't worry, I will help you.
Question, what can you learn from the dialogue? 请再听一遍。I didn't do well in the maths exam.
Again,I think you are more careful than before.
Maybe I didn't get the right learning method.
Don't worry, I will help you.
Question, What can you learn from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。对话念两遍。Alex Voloza is a polyglot. He can speak 8 languages fluently. Last week, I had a chance to interview him. Voloza shared a lot of great advice on language learning. Hi, Alex. What languages can you speak?
Russian is my native language. I also have reached a near native level in German, English, and Ukrainian.And I am conversationally fluent in French, Spanish, Italian, and Polish.
What has helped you to learn so many languages? Do you have some kind of special talent?
When I was in school, I was not good at English. I started working with a university professor at the age of 12. He showed me how exciting learning languages could be. From then on, I had spent thousands of hours learning languages. I learned to see the fun in language learning. So, I have been more motivated than others to develop my skills. Now, as a language teacher, I see students of different backgrounds. Many of them have more talents than I do, but success in language learning is more about practice than about talent.
For people who have just started with a new language, what do you recommend?
It is very important to spoon-feed your brain with the language every day. 3 hours of practice on the weekend, then no work during the work week, will not do the trick. Listen to an audio course and repeat the phrases you hear. You can also talk to yourself in the language. Remember that there is no shortcut to success. Make sure you have fun learning the language.If you don't like the teacher or the textbook, you can always change them.
请再听一遍。Alex Voloza is a polyglot. He can speak 8 languages fluently. Last week, I had a chance to interview him. Voloza shared a lot of great advice on language learning. Hi, Alex. What languages can you speak?
Russian is my native language.I also have reached a near native level in German, English, and Ukrainian. And I am conversationally fluent in French, Spanish, Italian, and Polish.
What has helped you to learn so many languages? Do you have some kind of special talent?
When I was in school, I was not good at English. I started working with a university professor at the age of 12.He showed me how exciting learning languages could be. From then on, I had spent thousands of hours learning languages. I learned to see the fun in language learning. So, I have been more motivated than others to develop my skills. Now, as a language teacher, I see students of different backgrounds. Many of them have more talents than I do.But success in language learning is more about practice than about talent.
For people who have just started with a new language, what do you recommend?
It is very important to spoon-feed your brain with the language every day. 3 hours of practice on the weekend, then no work during the work week, will not do the trick. Listen to an audio course and repeat the phrases you hear.You can also talk to yourself in the language. Remember that there is no shortcut to success. Make sure you have fun learning the language. If you don't like the teacher or the textbook, you can always change them. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。Who is Li Ziqi? For many senior Weibo users, that's an easy question to answer. Li is a food and country life blogger. Lee lost her parents at a young age. She had to work in the city to support her grandparents when she was only 14. In 2012, Lee returned to her hometown to take care of her grandmother. After returning home, Lee opened an online shop to sell homemade food. To boost sales, she began making videos about how the food was made. The videos show how she picks seasonal ingredients from her own garden and turns them into delicious food. Lee's videos also cover a wide variety of things related to traditional Chinese culture, from making paper to weaving cloth, from making natural makeup to building a wooden swing. Lee is able to do nearly everything. Viewers from both home and abroad are fond of her videos very much. Through her videos, Lee lets people know more about Chinese culture. These videos show the charm of Chinese culture in people's daily life.
请再听一遍.
Who is Li Ziqi? For many Sina Weibo users, that's an easy question to answer. Li is a food and country life blogger. Li lost her parents at a young age. She had to work in the city to support her grandparents when she was only 14. In 2012, Li returned to her hometown to take care of her grandmother. After returning home, Li opened an online shop to sell homemade food. To boost sales, she began making videos about how the food was made. The videos show how she picks seasonal ingredients from her own garden and turns them into delicious food. Lee's videos also cover a wide variety of things related to traditional Chinese culture, from making paper to weaving cloth, from making natural makeup to building a wooden swing. Lee is able to do nearly everything. Viewers from both home and abroad are fond of her videos very much. Through her videos, Lee lets people know more about Chinese culture. These videos show the charm of Chinese culture in people's daily life.